Coalition Against Illicit Alcohol, advocating for the fight against illicit alcohol drinking in Zambia.
Ukubika mwefi akalipisha kabiri sikola. Eri ofipangirwa mumbeketi ya lamba kunu maya garaji mjava tungire mnetoka. Na mukule keresha, bala bika mwemi tia kwa atasumu mkutifika lipishie. Ifi ya kalala, ifi ya busanso, eri okutifia kupopishia. Ifi, ifi yo junta isangwa. Kane nubwa robu shapangwa buino kabiru robu shapimwa. Kane ni junta, ilale nga bantu kula chide pintu ifi ya riba. Iimbila, yafu mkuka bungwe ka collision against illicit alcohol. Abantu bonse, tabafuiro kubunua.
We believe in Zambia's growth. We believe in families like the Sikortas. Up at sunrise, ready to face each day. We believe in Mwabe, who sees a bright future in the digital world, in Masuzio's new law firm, and in Richard Temple, ready to own his family home. Every first step counts. James Monga's growing agro dealership, in our homegrown businesses, big and small, in transportation, in construction, in mining, in manufacturing, in the energy sector, every account, every transaction, every loan, every digital service. It's the strength of every Zambian who strives to keep growing. Dambic Bank, let's keep growing.
This time check is brought to you by Stanbic Bank.
The time on Phoenix FM is 18:01. Up next, the Phoenix FM main news.
This time check was brought to you by Stanbic Bank.
Phoenix FM.
Check. There we go.
106.7. Bonzi. The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
Want to play your part in saving our planet? Join the Absa Plant 100 Trees School Challenge, open to all primary and secondary schools. Your school stands a chance to win desks, solar solutions, football and netball jerseys, plus more. Simply plant 100 trees within or around your school premises and send a picture to Plant a Million Trees at absa.africa to enter the draw. Let's write the next chapter of a sustainable future together. Competition runs until 31st May 2026. T's and C's apply. Your story matters. Absa.
The Saka woman jailed 15 years after skeletal remains of husband discovered at home. ZRA confiscates over 4,700 cases of smuggled alcohol. In global news, Zimbabwe imposes ban on exports of all raw minerals and lithium concentrates. Good evening, welcome to the Phoenix FM main news. My name is Constance Mwezinamwinga. The Lusaka High Court has convicted and sentenced Sylvia Mutaba of Garden Compound to 15 years simple imprisonment for causing the death of her husband, George Kalaba, whose skeletal remains were discovered in their family home on 14th January 2025. Delivering judgment this afternoon, Lusaka High Court Judge Anne Malata Onojuju found that while marriage is not a contractual obligation, Ms. Mutaba had a legal duty of care as a caregiver under Section 210 of the Penal Code. The court held that the evidence before it established that the deceased had been unwell and died as a result of illness, despite the absence of scientific proof establishing the precise cause of death. The court further concluded that the death resulted from omission and negligence, noting that the deceased had started feeling unwell between June and August 2023, yet no medical care was sought. Judge Malata Onojuju emphasized that reliance on prayer did not absolve Ms. Mutaba of her legal duty to preserve life. Police reportedly forced entry into the family home in January 2025 and discovered the skeletal remains while the accused and her children were said to have locked themselves inside the property. Despite pleas from Legal Aid Council for leniency and the opportunity for reform, the judge imposed 15 years imprisonment, taking into account mitigating circumstances, including the accused's role as the sole provider, her custody since 22nd January 2025, and her responsibility for four children. Earlier in the proceedings, three of Ms. Mutaba's daughters and a neighbor were convicted and sentenced to 1 month in prison for failing to report the death. Court records indicate that the deceased reportedly fell ill around August 2023, became increasingly frail, and is believed to have died on 21st November 2023, a timeline the court considered in evaluating the period of neglect. The Zambia Revenue Authority, ZRA, has seized over 4,700 cases of assorted smuggled alcoholic beverages with a revenue loss of over 4.1 million kwacha. ZRA Corporate Communications Manager Oliver Nzala explains that the attempted smuggling of the beverages by five importers was made with forged documents for another Customs Accredited Client Program, CACP. Mr. Nzala says the goods, which were seized on 22nd February 2026 in Kazungula, include Glenmorangie, Four Cousins, Gordon's Gin, Fat Bastard, Jameson, Malibu, and tequilas. He has reminded importers and transporters involved in similar schemes that they risk having their goods and trucks seized and forfeited to the state, as well as face prosecution in the courts of law.
So we call upon the business community to always ensure that what they do, you know, whenever they're engaging with the Zambia Revenue Authority, all in all, whenever they are paying, you know, their taxes or filing tax returns, you know, importations and exportations, all declarations should be correct. You know, it is very expensive to smuggle or evade taxes, but whenever you are caught, we ensure that all the taxes are recovered. Penalties also applied to deter, you know, the reoccurrence of such activities.
A miner has died following an accident at Mimbula Mine in Chingola on the Copper Belt after a metal plate fell on him during operations. Copper Belt Police Commissioner Mwala Yuyi confirmed the incident, which occurred today around 09:20 hours, and identified the deceased as Eddie Funda. In a statement, Mr. Yuyi said Mr. Funda was cleaning copper ore spillages from an electric motor at the crusher section of the mine at the time of the accident. He explained that the incident happened when a front-end loader operator who was feeding copper ore into a bin accidentally struck a metal plate, and the impact caused the plate to dislodge and fall onto Mr. Funda, leaving him with serious injuries. Mr. Yuyi said the victim was rushed to Nchanga South Hospital but was pronounced dead upon arrival. He says the matter was later reported to Chingola Central Police Station, prompting officers to visit both the accident scene and the hospital. Mr. Yuyi said police officers who inspected the body observed a deep cut on the lower left jaw and a fractured left leg. He says an inquiry file has since been opened and a post-mortem examination will be conducted to establish the exact cause of death. A former general manager of Mpulungu Harbour Corporation Limited has been arrested in Kitwe for allegedly corrupt practices involving $50,000. Anti-Corruption Commission, ACC, Acting Head of Corporate Communications, Chiufya Chisanga, explains in a statement that Davis Mwandela Kaluva, age 52, has been charged with two counts of willful failure to comply with applicable procedure under the Anti-Corruption Act No. 3 of 2012. Ms. Chisanga says the alleged offences occurred between December 2016 and February 2017, when Kaluva served as head of Mpulungu Harbour Corporation Limited. She says investigations indicate that Kaluva withdrew $50,000 from the institution's account to purchase a Toyota Quantum bus worth $45,000, while the remaining $5,000 was used to procure CCTV cameras and hard drives. Ms. Chisanga says the procurement process was allegedly not followed, adding that the latter has since been released on bond and is expected to appear before court soon. In global news, Zimbabwe has suspended exports of all raw minerals and lithium concentrates with immediate effect until further notice. Announcing the development, Minister of Mines and Mining Development, Polite Kabamura, said the move includes